click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and time to unpack some key numbers and results that have been shared today. Old Mutual Group published its 2025 interim earnings today, highlighting a 29% increase in adjusted headline earnings per share. Significant changes that have taken place from a group structure point of view when it comes to Exco and the separation of its group functions, but also some clarity just for us to better understand the strategic direction of the business going forward and how it hopes to meet our needs as customers for the foreseeable future. To tell us more, we're joined by the newly appointed CEO, Yuri Stradom, who joins us to give us some insight into the numbers. Yuri, welcome to Kaya Biz, and thank you so much for making time. First time speaking to you on this platform after 100 days in office in the new job.
Indeed, Gugu. Thank you. Nice to be with you. Yeah, 100 days in and counting. Might just be just over 100. I think we've lost count now. But no, it's been a wonderful start for me. It feels like more than 100 days. You know, it's a fire hose, Old Mutual.
Exactly.
But I'm loving it.
Exactly. Well, it's quite clear that you've spent quite a considerable amount of time with many of your peers, colleagues, as well as the former CEO, Ian Williamson. And maybe that does help us set the context with regard to a few of the changes that have been made to the organization on the back of the numbers released. As we reflect on the adjusted HEPS coming up at 29% as an increase, maybe also give us some context to some of the changes and shifts we've seen within the business too.
Yeah, so I think just quick commentary on the numbers. I mean, I think that adjusted HEPS, as you say, up 29%, results from operations up 16%, so both strong numbers, supported by equity markets in South Africa and notably in Malawi. The big operational turnaround that's come through in the numbers is from Old Mutual Insure. Mm-hmm. So Old Mutual Insure, which is our short-term insurance business, has had a significant improvement in their margin, 0.9% to 9.7%. And so, you know, the insurance market itself has done a lot better and is in a good place in its cycle, but we also think that there's a good operational turnaround that has taken place in Old Mutual, which is sustainable. I think the organizational structure that you're referring to is really trying to create clarity and alignment around the sort of role of the group, which is an allocator of capital and manager of capital across multiple businesses. And of course, you know, we're going live with OM Bank. And so we've got a bank in our stable. We've got our life and savings cluster, which is a cluster which runs across South Africa with a number of key businesses in it. Mm-hmm. We've got our Africa regions businesses, our investment business, and of course, our insurance business. And so, you know, drawing a distinction and having a leaner corporate center that can be much more focused on capital management and then allowing the businesses to have much more end-to-end accountability. I mean, ultimately, businesses compete through people. And, you know, people want to be empowered to be able to make decisions and to be able to execute and compete against their peers. And that's the sort of structure and culture that we're wanting to create.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's deep dive into the life and savings pillar of the business, because this is really a touch point where from anything as basic as a funeral cover all the way to making sure that our pensions are taken care of from a corporate function and even from a wealth point of view for high income earners who are looking to expand on wealth creation strategies. Talk to us about, you know, the growth opportunities that exist there, especially given the context of South Africa's positive but rather benign economic growth indicators that came out yesterday.
So you know, the one thing I'll say is Old Mutual has extraordinary breadth. I said to our staff this morning, our staff broadcast, I said there is only one Old Mutual, you know, 180 years, more than 7 million customers. And so in that life and savings business, as you rightly say, I mean, there's got the full breadth from funeral cover through to high net worth family offices. I think in my first week at Old Mutual, I met with a high net worth family office that was wanting to deal with Old Mutual and be associated with us. And at the same time, you know, you're dealing in the foundation market where you really are sort of the first rung on the financial ladder for those customers. So I think the opportunity for us at Google lies in I think executing well, doing the basics well, but be taking advantage of the scale that we have across Old Mutual in this business, across this full gambit, to be able to generate margins and returns and values and ultimately value for customers. Mm-hmm. That's really the big opportunity. And so creating the life and savings cluster where, you know, we can look across those different business units and we can try to drive greater scale benefits and greater efficiencies and obviously ultimately cross sell also between them where we can do more for our customers. That's going to be a big driver of value going forward, and and an opportunity that we think is not dependent on sort of macro headwinds, or at least macro tailwinds. You know, we can do that in something of a sort of self-help manner, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those cross-selling opportunities, especially when it comes to a particular alignment with OM Bank. As you say, coming to market, trying to grow within what is a very competitive landscape. How differently will South African customers experience, I guess, Old Mutual Life and Savings together with OM Bank in terms of the value and opportunities that you might launch in the near term?
So it's a great question. And, you know, I think one of the big shifts that we're making is whilst we, you know, in banking, you need to be at cutting edge technology, but at the same time, you need to blend that with a human touch. And so, you know, that's the artistry of it. When we started building OM Bank, we, of course, built it on new generation technology. And it, so in a sense, was a kind of a real digital focus. What we're doing is we are using that to leverage the existing assets and banking presence of the group. So Old Mutual's got a 15.5 billion profitable lending book. We lend through 346 branches countrywide. We've got 2,000 staff in those branches. And so I think that our customers can expect a integrated value proposition across life and savings and banking that is informed by advice and good advice, which we've been doing for 180 years. Mm-hmm. And we think that that's a differentiator.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I am quite keen, you know, for a lot of South Africans who are quite excited to see not only the integration of OM Bank within the service offering, but also what it means within the current dynamics of payments in South Africa. I ask this because I am aware that the South African Reserve Bank and Prudential Authority are trying to equal the playing field between banking operators and non-bank players in terms of processing payments and, I guess, leading us more towards a digital payment solution for everyone. How does that, influence the OM Bank strategy?
So we think that there is an opening up of opportunity. And, you know, I'm an OM Bank customer. You can also become an OM Bank customer now. Yeah. And so I've got the app. I've got my virtual card. I've got my physical card. And so I'm using that as a sort of personal transactional account. And so I think that the macro changes around kind of leveling the playing fields is opening an opportunity for new banking entrants like us. Even though I say we're not a new banking entrant in terms of broader banking, but in terms of having our own transactional capability, of course we are. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of the opportunity we see.
Mm-hmm. A lot of our audience members are well aware that Old Mutual also has a significant reach within much of the continent. You have scaled back in markets like Tanzania, but there's also a very specific focus on leveraging the strength you have in the Southern Africa region. Mm-hmm. Expand on that. What does it look like? New partnerships, potential acquisitions, mm-hmm. And most importantly, the outcomes for customers.
Yeah, so I think a big what we want to do is just make clear that, you know, if you look at our African regions, we've got the Southern African businesses where we've been present for decades. I mean, in Malawi is an example. We've been in Malawi for 70 years, and we're a major player in that economy. And I think if you look across those Southern African businesses, we have an iconic brand that has a presence. And so from a capital allocation point of view, what we really want to do is deepen our presence in those markets, look for opportunities for that, and generate the sort of returns and margins and value for customers that we think we ought to be able to do from a position of scale. I think in our growth markets, you know, East Africa, West Africa, and actually China is also a growth market for us. I mean, you know, building a business in a growth market is a different prospect. Mm. So what we're really more focused on there is making sure that we can demonstrate the returns and demonstrate the margins and the value proposition, the traction with customers, that we could earn the right to deploy more capital. So it's, you know, in our capital allocation framework, we're kind of drawing quite a clear distinction between those two areas.
Mm-hmm. To close off with, Yuri, you're no stranger to Old Mutual, even though many of us are starting to interact with you as a CEO. But I can imagine there's a heightened level of anticipation regarding expectations, outcomes, and of course, what customers and shareholders can hold you accountable to. So in the short to medium term, what can we expect from Old Mutual under your leadership?
So I would say, you know, there are two major things that a CEO does have to achieve. You've got to, you know, clearly, having a successful business and building shareholder value is a kind of sine qua non. It's a thing that you've got to do as a CEO. But I think there's a high correlation between that and building a highly energized organization where people are empowered, where they can take ownership, where they can make decisions and execute well. And that's how you really serve customers. That's how you compete for customers. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of organization, and that's what you're going to see coming from us. And it's initially internal conversations, but quite quickly will kick over into external action. And hopefully we'll serve our customers better through that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait to touch base with you again soon to see that strategy unfold and, of course, finer details that will influence the customer experience that we have too. Yuri, such a pleasure having you on the show, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Nice to see you again.
Likewise. That's Yuri Strader, the CEO of Old Mutual Group.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.